You're that angry, you don't know me very well. There was a bunch of things, you know, and, you know, hey, he's playing a lot of minutes too. He's tired too. But when you're a freshman now at this time of year, you don't make mental mistakes on things that we're telling a guy which way he goes or not running back.
97-1 the ticket. There's Tom Izzo after the Bradley victory on his outburst, his temper tantrum, his tirade against Aaron Henry. I am Brian Chapman. 248-539-9797 is the phone number. Ticket text is 97136. In addition to your predictions about tomorrow's Michigan game, your predictions about tomorrow's Michigan State game, I told you before the break that four former players of Tom Izzo tweeted out about the tirade against Aaron Henry, and all four of them came out in support of Tom Izzo. Are you in support of Tom Izzo? Does what they say help to back that up? Because I am not, and here's why. I don't want to hear anything about did they win the game, because obviously they won the game, and they won the game not because of that rampage. They won that game because they played a 15 seed. Just because you win a game doesn't mean that everything you did in the game was right. He was way over the top, and if they weren't playing a 15 seed, if they're playing a 4 seed or a 5 seed, what he did could have cost them the game. It's obviously right. It's obviously okay to criticize a player when he does something wrong. It's okay to do so even when the team is on a big run. It's okay to have an angry and vicious outburst. But the timing matters. If the team has given up a 10-0 run, okay, light into them. That's expected. They expect it. But when it comes to that situation, that context, that kind of rage that he displayed there, you don't need to go to that extreme when the team as a whole is playing the best that is played all game. There is absolutely no reason to get that angry when the team is playing that well. Because when you get that angry, you change the momentum. When you're on a 10-0 run, you're not trying to change the momentum. Sure, as a coach, you're a perfectionist and you'd like things to be better. And given that Aaron Henry committed 5 turnovers in the game and was loafing on defense, you'd like him to put more effort into it. You don't want him to be like that little kid from the Miami Heat game way back in the day that said, good job, good effort. But you can convey that message without looking like you're about to have your head explode. And that's what Tom Izzo did. He was so angry that twice players had to separate. Like, when's the last time you've seen, even when a team is losing by 30 points, has given up a 10-0 run, a team have to separate a coach from the players after during an angry outburst? Even when a team is getting crushed like that, you never see that. And they were winning by 5 points on a 10-0 run. And you know how I know that it was the wrong decision? Because immediately after the timeout ended, Michigan State didn't continue their run. Bradley went on a 12-6 run. A 12-6 run to take a 1-point lead. That told me that the amount of effort that the players were putting into the shock at what Tom Izzo was doing and the amount of effort that they had to put into separating Izzo from Aaron Henry ended the momentum that they had on that 10-0 run, and they came back from that break shaken. Now, given that it was a bogus team like Bradley, it didn't affect the outcome of the game. But couldn't Tom Izzo, a guy who's been coaching for what, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, couldn't he have figured out some other trick in his bag to convey that message without having garnered the entire attention of the team and ended that run? I have to imagine that he's smart enough and creative enough to do so, but he didn't. My issue is not that he yelled at the player. My issue is that he yelled so extremely at that point in the game. That's why it was wrong. 248-539-9797 is the phone number. Let's talk to Andre and Flint. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Andre. You know what? Forget Andre. Let's talk to Catherine in Clarkston. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hi.
Hi, Catherine.
Okay. I agree that looking at that segment on video and watching it during the game, which I was doing, it looks extreme. It does. And I understand the point you just made that they were on a 10-0 run and then that run got slowed down. However, I saw Aaron Henry before that tirade strolling down the court, and Matt McQuaid even looking at him like, what's up, buddy? Come on, what's up? And he also made a couple bad plays right before that. Now, you got to look at it with all of the pressure that Izzo's got on him. He is responsible for the success of every player on that team. And he's got one guy that says, oh, my bad, I didn't hurry. That's what brings that out in that coach. And then I defer to the players that play under him and the level of respect they have for him. Aaron Henry is developing. He's developing Aaron Henry. And if he can't handle a finger in the face and Izzo's tirades, then he's on the wrong team.
Well, Catherine, I think that going back to your first point about how he's responsible for the entire team is why it was wrong to do it at that point, because he's responsible not for just for making a big point about making sure that you hustle all the time, but he also has to ensure that he is not going to end a run by trying to make a point, because if you end a run, then you could lose the game and be headed back home to Michigan. Given that they were playing a trashy team, you know, it didn't really matter. But you have to, just because you're angry at a player for being lazy doesn't mean there's only one way to react to it. I think he could have gotten that point across, and certainly Aaron Henry's teammates thought that he could have gotten that point across without almost having a stroke.
Well, okay. I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I guess instead of looking at they were on a 10-0 run, look at what the stats were for Aaron Henry before the outbreak and after the outrage from Tom Izzo, and ask yourself if Henry did better because Izzo was doing that. And I think that's the message that the other players are trying to say. We know this is Izzo. We know when he gets in our face, he's telling us stuff we need to know. Mm-hmm. And if somebody's slacking off, he's going to tell them they slack off. And I've heard many people say he cares more about those players on that team. I would not judge the man for that segment.
Well, and I appreciate the phone call, but here's one thing I got to make clear. I'm not going to sit here and argue about whether or not Tom Izzo cares about the players. I'm not going to, I've never said, and I will not say that Tom Izzo did not care about Aaron Henry in that moment and that he wasn't trying to make him better. He obviously was. But my point is that there's more than one way to do it. That doesn't mean whisper, hey, come on, buddy, move up the court. You can be stern with your message without going to that extreme. And obviously, even McQuaid and Winston were concerned with how forcefully Tom Izzo was delivering that message yesterday. 248-539-9797 is the phone number. Ticket text is 97136. Get us some more of your feedback coming up next. I am Brian Chapman, 97.1 The Ticket.